Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad the Huffmans are here. Laurie and Yale Huffman, husband and wife team. They're both licensed attorneys in New York and New Jersey. Huffman and Huffman PC is the name of their company. They're financial planning and elder care experts, and they've been with us before, and we're glad they're back. Laurie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
Hi, Yale. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you back. So one of the things we were wrapping up on last time we were here, you were here, is a little bit about elder care, long-term care insurance. And I remember, I'm old enough to remember when it first became available. It's one of the more expensive premiums that you'll pay for insurance, I seem to remember. And there's also, we'll talk about some of the other stuff going on, but one of the questions I want to ask you right now is, how old is too old to buy elder care, long-term care insurance?
Well, I would say easy answer is that if you can't get through underwriting. So I would say probably on the traditional policy, and those are the policies, what we call the use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. You pay a premium every year, and you're basically renting a bucket of money. And if you don't qualify for it because you're too old, which usually is about in your 70s.
Oh, okay.
And then there are the hybrid policies, which I call the next generation, and those you can get in some cases when you're a little bit older. And some of those actually are more lenient in terms of underwriting.
Underwriting meaning you've got to have for sure they're going to check on your health, right? They're not going to give you a policy.
It's like life insurance.
But also, are they going to check? Are they going to check on your ability to pay? Are they going to do financial checks on that?
No, they're not going to do that. I mean, if you pay the premium, then, you know, as long as you pay the premium, you have the policy. If you don't pay the premium, the policy lapses. Mm-hmm. But they're not really.
But Laurie, the older you are, the more expensive, right? Like life insurance.
Well, I believe what happens more or less is if you have to think about it as it's an insurance to help cover when you need long-term care, when you need someone's assistance with activities of daily living. Often policies are triggered by the need for at least two activities of daily living where you're mm-hmm. assisting, where you need assistance with toileting, bathing, dressing,
medicine,
you know, feeding, ambulating. So the idea is that it's really, again, kind of goes back to that first time that we spoke to you, that segment. It's not necessarily age-related because you can have someone that is 40 and has a stroke and then needs assistance with those activities of daily living. Are the majority of people that trigger their long-term care policies in their senior years? Yes, but that doesn't mean that that you are only for those people. And that is why long-term care insurance really should be looked at an earlier age than most people are looking at. And we are...
Well, one reason is just to get the premiums down, right? I mean, it's very much a similar situation to buying life insurance, right?
Well, the younger you are when you purchase it, the less expensive the premium is.
Which let me make sure I want to ask this one question, though. If a 40-year-old person buys permanent life insurance, that will, or even term, it won't change. The premium won't change for the term or for the life if they keep making the premiums. What about long-term care? If you bought long-term care at, say, 50, does that premium stay the same forever?
No.
With the use it or lose it policies, where you're paying as you go, an annual premium? No, there's no guarantee that the insurance company won't raise. They probably won't raise it for a number of years.
That's the problem with long-term care. That's what makes long-term care such that makes people blink, is if they don't know that they can budget for what they can budget for. What do you think?
Well, yes, in some senses, but there are also what I call the next generation policies, which are long-term care that are they're built on a life insurance, chassis, so to speak, or in other cases, they're built on an annuity. And so you're not paying the few thousand dollar, a couple thousand dollar premium a year. What you're doing is you are taking, it's asset-based. So you're taking a larger sum of money and you're devoting it to a policy. But, for example, with the long-term care insurance that's built on life insurance.
Like buying a paid-up life insurance policy kind of thing.
Right, exactly. So you're really buying it for the long-term care. But another reason people don't like long-term care insurance is because we buy it, but most people think, I'm never going to need long-term care, despite the statistics saying otherwise.
Yeah.
And so they feel like they're pouring money down a hole, and they could be paying years and years, and they'll never collect on it, which is a whole other issue as to why people are so bothered by that.
The use it or lose it plan is if you're younger, I mean, if you pay into it and for, say, 20 years, and then you drop dead and you're in a use it or lose it plan, your premium maybe was lower, but you also lost whatever you put in, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and it bothers people a lot, although if you think about, like, your homeowner's insurance, you pay that for years, and do people get upset that their house didn't, go up in smoke and they didn't collect
burned down or the no. hurricane didn't blow it away.
right, but it's somehow it's different, yeah. Long-term care.
So the
hybrid policies are designed to, kind of satisfy that negative, or take it away.
Right. Laurie, I need the website, please, before we go to the break.
www.hauptmanlaw, H-A-U, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, M-A-N, law, hauptmanlaw.com.
All right, so check that out. When we come back, I'm going to ask them about some of the companies that I know about, some of the long-term care companies I know about who didn't behave so well, and some of them aren't here anymore, and what happened to those folks, and... long-term care, folks, it's a product. It's a legal product. Is it right for you? That's what we're going to get Laurie and Yale to help us with after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.